Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Believers, it's that time again. It's Thursday night. That means it's the Lucha Underground After Show. We're talking Fade to Black, so stick around because you're not going to want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Everything you say to me.
Man, we're coming in hot. We're Oompa Doompas, right?
Oompa Doompa.
Coming in hot. Oh, we're so... Oh. So bummed.
So crazy,
it's
dude.
such a bummer, guys. But we're trying to keep it high energy. We're sad.
Hey,
we're
people always come back to life in the temple.
Yeah, that's true. We're trying to keep things high energy. We're very, very, very sad at the loss of Chester Bennington, as you, I might be as well. But we're trying to keep things high energy like we do in the temple and also here in the AfterBuzz studio because, like I said, it's Thursday night. The time is right to talk about the temple.
Yeah.
You know.
I like what you did there.
Well, you like
it. Wrapped it up, tied it up, a nice little bow.
I'm a poet and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
Yep. Guys, it's the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. As always, I'm your host, Ty Matthews. You guys can find me on our phone. God.
Snarled.
I always have so much trouble saying this. You can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. Rizzle Sam Evans, as you may or may not notice, is not here with us. She is in San Diego right now at San Diego Comic Con doing cool stuff like she does. But you can, pardon me,
find her on Twitter.
There you go. You got it.
At Rachel Sam Vans.
Find her on Twitter. Rachel Sam Vans. Depends on how your brain works. Or www.youtube.com/snarled. Or the newly launched Slaytrix channel.
Awesome.
Very, very exciting stuff.
Congratulations.
As you can hear, joining us as always, the always lovely, always talented. You can find him online at Jimbo in the Booth. Guys, it's Jimbo in the Booth. James, right?
Hi. How you doing? I'm excited to talk Lucha. But I'm really excited because last week,
oh boy,
we had this amazing shout out to Jay and Ben Productions for their amazing song. It's not really a remix, but I went home and I made a little video for Marty the Moth. We're going to share it with you now. For those of you listening, you might want to go to YouTube to watch this.
Yeah, please, before we get into this, if you're listening to iTunes, we appreciate you. Be sure, comment, review, subscribe, rate 5 stars if you're nasty. But jump on over to the YouTube stream because we're about to give you a little bit of a treat.
Yeah, here we go. Neil?
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the Fork Song. Fork, 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 fork.
I made this for Marty.
God.
Fork. Because after the episode last week.
Fork, fork, fork.
I love that it gets a little bit louder.
Fork, 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 fork. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the Fork Song.
Shout out to Jay and Ben Productions. Thank
God,
you for that.
God bless you, James Frank.
I hope Marty likes that.
Holy crap. Have you tweeted it to him yet?
I didn't. I DM'd him it because I was afraid to post it online. I didn't want it to get flagged and taken down.
That's parody.
Yeah.
It's parody. Yeah, I think you're good.
I see all the shit the Botchmania guys have to go through. I'm like,
I know, right? Fuck. We'll get it. Yeah,
we'll put four pictures in this, so it doesn't get taken off.
That song has to find an audience somehow.
That was for you, Marty.
That song and that video. That's for Marty.
Guys, Jay and Ben Productions.
Also joining us in the booth are our favorite tall drink of water. His name is Neil Plumley.
Hey, what's up, guys? I have pants on.
Ooh, it's a first for Neil.
And Becca's in the booth, and she has half pants on
because they're
all ripped open.
She loves those torn
jeans,
torn up jeans.
She got them half off.
You son of a...
That's what she keeps telling everybody.
Good night, guys.
Be sure to
stay
tip
with
your
us, folks. Things could break any minute now.
Be sure to tip your waitress.
We're doing our best here.
We're really holding things together. Guys, let's talk about Fade to Black. I've kind of lost track of the episode numbers at this point. Is it 26, 27?
I think it's 28.
Is it 28?
It's 28. Yeah.
28.
Boy, I just can't. His numbers, man. I'm a words guy. I'm a words guy.
I know that you're upset.
I'm very upset. You got to bear with me here.
Barrett.
They were
Grin and Barrett this video with Puma.
Bree was dropping some Kevin Sorbo drops on me on the American Ninja Warrior show last night.
Amazing.
Which I had to do by myself for the very first time ever.
Disappointed.
It was a lot of disappointment going around. But it was
disappointed.
Good. Right? There you go, Kevin. Kevin, we missed you.
Oh man.
Let's talk about Fade to Black. Let's talk about Prince Puma and his flashbacks.
Yeah. I liked it.
I mean, we've talked a lot about it before, about the style of the vignettes on the show and in the temple, and the fact that they're not tied to, okay, this is a wrestling show, so we have to justify every camera that exists, you know? Like, we've said it a million times before, it's not so much a wrestling show as it is a show about a wrestling show, so they've got license to do flashbacks like this and the Afghanistan flashback,
yeah,
like with Dante Fox. It gives it a different dynamic. It gives it a little different flavor.
Yeah, it's okay to have Puma hallucinating on top of the temple, staring down at the worldwide underground, talking to Vampiro's ghost about how he will make his master proud. But the best is as the underground passes and then PJ Black stops and flips
just
him off.
Such a dick. I love it.
It's so great.
I mean, really, why wouldn't he? It might be the most on-point character work of the whole show.
You know what it was missing? A fucking guitar riff from Jack.
Oh,
Evans.
That's exactly right.
That was the only thing it was missing.
That's
it was
exactly
just a
right.
Little like
exactly. Exactly. Like you said, he's talking to his new Dark Master. Says, "I will not lose, no matter what," because in tonight's main event, we've got Prince Puma taking on PJ Black in another first round matchup. Second round matchup. Second round matchup in the Cueto Cup. That cup is still very anticlimactic and not very impressive.
We'll see.
Needs a lot more blood.
We'll see what happens. Remember the first title in Lucha Underground looked like crap? It looked like a toy.
Which one?
The first.
And then Cage
ripped it in half.
I forgot about that.
So, yeah, maybe the cup will get destroyed. What if Cage... Well, we know he gets...
Right.
Fuck. Well, let's get to that.
We'll get to that. It's back to... Yeah, that's exactly where we're at right now.
What if Cage wins the Cueto Cup and just crushes it with a gauntlet?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. It's like that meme online, the anime meme where the guy just crushes it in his hand.
I just always think of Kurgan when they were trying to get Kurgan over in WWF.
Man, Kurgan.
Cyrus, like, threw him the... pear or something, like some kind of fruit.
I don't
and he
remember
just grabs
that.
It and he just like squeezes it.
I don't remember that at all.
It.
I remember him using the Iron Claw as his finish,
yeah,
with his fingertips
tapes,
all taped
like
up.
Electric tape,
right,
on his fingertips.
You know, that makes it hurt more.
Oh,
something.
Snap.
Something scientific.
So let me get our first match.
We got our first match. We got Pindar versus Cage. Not really so much of a match, really.
The coolest part in this match for me was before it even started, when Cobra Moon is like, "Hey, look at him, he's a human.
Mm-hmm.
You're a reptile,
right?
You know,
he's even from when
you
reptiles
are invincible,
run. Right?
Yeah,
right.
I was like, oh, that's cool.
Exactly.
I
we got spatial continuity is what the show's about. We got reptiles. We got humans. We got
Justin Borden
skeletons. We got Justin Borden
being stupid trying to." Tell Cage,
man,
to take off the gauntlet.
Cage, you don't get Cage to take off his god enchanted gauntlet, you know. And he and Justin eats a right hand with that gauntlet for his troubles, calls for the disqualification, and then gets hit with a Steiner screwdriver for his efforts. Really, I guess
Falcon Arrow.
I know it was more of a Falcon Arrow,
yeah,
which is fair.
Probably better to not kill him.
It's probably better. Yeah, yeah. It was definitely more of a Falcon Arrow. He did the deal.
It was funny because when I saw him at PWG like 2 weeks ago,
who, Justin or Cage?
Justin.
Mm-hmm.
It was right after he'd got knocked out with the brass knuckles,
mm,
and I was like, "Oh man, that was great. I loved it." He's like, "Just wait.
Just wait."
He wasn't kidding.
Justin is a trooper. He's the main ref.
Pindar,
what else?
On.
Pindar moves on to the next round of the Cueto Cup.
Slithers into his next spot.
He's a sneaky little snake.
Little snake.
Next up, we've got Dante Fox versus Son of Havoc. Even more shenanigans before this match, as Son of Havoc appears out of nowhere.
Son of Madness.
Doing what he do. I'm sorry, Son of Madness. The other son. the bad son, if you will.
Oh, the good son with Macaulay Culkin.
Right.
What a good movie.
Right. Remember Party Monster also with Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
It's a weird movie.
Sleeper. Him and fucking Seth Green, right?
Yeah. Guys, go on.
Places, please. Quiet down. And here we go. And go roll camera.
Guys, go out to Party Monster if you haven't. It's a wild ride. Dante Fox, son of Havoc, son of Madness, shows up doing what he do with a chain, beats the dog shit out of son of Havoc before the match. But it's like, okay. Hear my whole thing. Dario has gone to great lengths to establish that against their normal protocol, DQs are actually in effect in this tournament for whatever reason. I've got my own issues with that. But, like, they don't, like, all of a sudden, instead of having gets the shit kicked out of him before this match, and now it's back to bloodthirsty, like, oh, like, you can either forfeit or you can fight, you know? Like, why can't they just call? Well, I guess the match hadn't started yet, but, like, you can't have, like, the squeaky clean tournament with all of these other DQs and all of this other shenanigans, and then, like, no, you must fight! Then they have a normal match!
Dude, yeah, that's...
And a dope match, don't get me wrong.
The match was awesome, but I think this all should have taken place afterwards if Havoc was going to lose anyway.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because...
I can see that.
They, like, he jumps him, he knocks him over the rail, he tosses him down the barricade. Mm-hmm. You think Son of Havoc is finally going to do something cool, he dives off the top of the barricade and he just gets KO'd with this chain in his hand, and then Madness is sitting there, like, dangling the chain. Dario comes out as you either forfeit or you fight. He crawls his way to the ring and then proceeds to have an amazing match
A dope normal ass match
where he does shit that have you ever seen someone do a Death Valley driver off the ring apron to the floor
floor?
Hell to the knob.
No, that's probably the right answer.
You know, that was insane.
Yeah, that was nuts.
The dive over the post.
Oh god, yes, absolutely.
The ass buster leg drop.
Dude, that, oh, it hurt just watching that. We've seen him do that in the temple before, and it gets more difficult to watch every time.
I think that is favorite...
I don't know if you guys have heard, Abram's hardest part of the ring. It's the hardest part of the ring.
My favorite parts in this match were when Son of Havoc was, like, getting his ass kicked, and then he got, like, one moment to get something offensive in, and just, like, so Fox goes for his moonsault off the ring post onto the outside. There's this badass jib camera shot of him doing that. He lands on his feet. He runs in and he goes for, like, the wheelbarrow, either, like...
Oh, yeah.
Quesadora or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Son of Havoc catches him in the wheelbarrow and just fucking swings him right into the barricade.
Just right against the barricade.
I was like, yeah. Because that's what you would do if you were in a real fight. You wouldn't be like, oh, let me lift you and take this arm drag.
Right.
You'd...
Swing him into the nearest hard surface. Yeah, absolutely.
That was amazing.
What else? What else did we see? Beautiful, beautiful Swanton Bomb from Dante Fox.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I'm going to keep calling it Low Main Pain. That's, you know, like, I'm not going to describe exactly what it is. If you Google AR Fox Low Main Pain, you'll see what I mean. It's awesome every time.
Like, when he did it this time, he landed on one knee.
He did. It was
like, pop right back to his feet.
It was an interesting landing for sure. Yeah. I thought it looked cooler.
Yeah, I thought it looked cooler.
What else? Yeah, the Death
Valley. That sounds kind of interesting.
It's a little interesting. Oh, RIP the voice of Kermit. He didn't die, but got shit canned.
Well, hi, all there. This is Kermit the Frog.
That's also in the news if we're in the business of being timely.
After he hit that Low Main Pain, I wrote in my notes, I was like, this is a hell of a match for getting knocked out with a chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, what the hell is going on here?
Eventually, Son of Havoc misses. The Shooting Star Press gets hit with a Fox Catcher for Dante Fox to move on to the third round. Right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of brackets to keep track of in my head.
All these brackets.
Keep forgetting to print them out every week, god damn it. So Dante Fox moves on. What else? Next up, we are introduced
to Benji.
To Benjamin Cook, the brand new agent of Worldwide Underground.
This was so funny.
I don't know. It's interesting. I'm pretty surprised by it. It's getting to the point where Worldwide Underground is getting, I think, too many members, maybe. Like, I don't know.
Borderline NWO.
It's getting there. It's getting there. It's getting there. But Benjamin Cook, for a split second, for a just like the briefest split second, my mind, when they cut to him in the promo, was like, Paul Heyman? Wait, what? Like, for the briefest split second, it just like, at first glance, you're like, wait, what?
Oh, I didn't even put that together. Like he would be that kind of character.
Kind of
that would be him. But he's that's
it's
so funny.
It's more so Pauly Dangerously.
I was thinking Better Call Saul.
Sure. Brandon Stroud, friend of the show, who will be here next week with us to discuss next week's episode.
Nice.
He described it as Saul Heyman,
nice.
which I very much enjoy.
That is great.
Very much.
I love
that.
How he's like, I like all you guys. Maybe not you.
Maybe not you. Not Ricky.
And Ricky's poor, just like...
Poor Ricky Mandel.
What, mister?
Can't catch a break.
Gee, mister, that's not nice.
He just wants to cosplay Johnny Mundo.
Tell me more about this Dario guy.
But I love...
Sounds like we'd get along great.
I did love during this whole segment, like, the inspirational music that was swelling
yes!
in the background.
Yes.
Like, I like that juxtaposition of just, like, this group of dickheads and assholes and then this really kind of inspirational, like almost, like, stand and deliver.
Like freaking, what are they, like, the Saturday, like...
Oh, like the...
Like, after-school specials.
After-school specials, yes, exactly. Exactly. You could probably draw a straight line from Lucha Underground to a lot of after school specials in some ways.
Oh, I love it.
So we find out next week we will get more Cueto Cup matches. We've got the Mac versus Tejano, and shockingly enough, for the first time in the temple, Drago versus Pentagon.
Whoa.
Isn't that like I could not believe that. That's what they said.
Even no tag matches or anything.
Tag matches, maybe.
Okay,
maybe
like the first singles.
I think the first ever singles. I'm pretty sure that's what they were saying. Even that though is hard to believe.
Yeah, that is hard to believe.
Right after three and a half. Seasons? No, two and a half seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two and a half seasons with 40 freaking episodes.
Right. Very long seasons at that.
And you got to think like three matches an episode.
Yeah. And they're both kind of like if you were to list maybe the top five of competitors in the temple.
Especially stars you might have known them before. But,
right.
But people, like, you would say, who are TNA stars? You'd be like Christopher Daniels, AJ Styles.
Sure.
Kazarian,
people that kind of,
you know,
define the product.
Lucha Underground, Pentagon, Phoenix, Drago.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Those are your poster boys.
Right. So, yeah. So, we'll get that match next week. We'll get Mac versus Tejano. Hopefully more appearances from Famous B and
the beautiful
Brenda.
You think he
tries
to recruit the Mac?
Oh, could be. Very well could be.
I would try to recruit the Mac if I was Famous B.
I'm interested to see where they go after last week's vignette, for sure. I would like to see a further continuation of the beautiful Brenda being played as this kind of, like, she's like a strategic partner, almost, you know? She's part of those plans. You know, what they were doing was very carefully thought out and very meticulous and very methodical. I'd like to see more of that from her. Because, yeah, she's very secretly the best part of the show.
She's so good.
It's so good.
Son of a bitching baby.
Son of a bitching baby. Holly Maui is a genius.
I got my scissors. And they're just giant, comical, friggin'
novelty ribbon-cutting scissors.
Amazing Jonathan scissors.
That's what we'll, Amazing Jonathan. What a pull. Loved Amazing Jonathan. Are we already at the main event, dude? Holy crap.
Yeah, that's what the time flies.
I guess, well, Dante Fox and Son of Havoc took up quite a bit of time, as did this match. PJ Black taking on Prince Puma, the darkened version of Prince Puma, if you will, the skinny jeans version of Prince Puma.
They even mentioned that.
They did.
He was kicking ass.
You
and
can't
Bear
not
was like,
it.
Oh, man, he's doing all these cool moves. And Stryker's like, and in skinny jeans.
Right, exactly. But God, what a match this was.
I also loved how Stryker shouted out Johnny Saint.
Johnny Saint, Rollerball Rocco. Dude, World of Sport is my shit.
And how he's like, in future, like, fans of today will be talking about these two guys like we talk about.
Right.
Those two guys.
Real quick, if you guys haven't watched World of Sport, I'm sure we've talked about it on the show before. It's very, very literally way ahead of its time. If you watch guys like Jim Breaks, Fit Finley, Mark Rollerball Rocco, Johnny Saint, all of those guys, it's insane watching how ahead of their time and how smooth and fluid they are in their technical wrestling, in their chain grappling. As I think that was the comparison being made.
Yeah.
That technical wrestling that they started the match off with. It's so, so gorgeous. Watching Johnny State for the first time, everything that he did, I had to rewind 5 or 6 times just to see how he did it.
It's crazy.
Same thing. The Lucha equivalent would be Jorge Sky de Rivera. Very much the same way. You just have to keep rewinding his stuff over and over to see how he got into holds and submissions and pins.
If there is a blood sport, mm-hmm. like straight Kumite blood sport movie with the best of all the styles, who would you send?
Oh, God.
You got to think, like, Johnny Saint would be your British guy.
I mean, yeah, you got to think.
Skyda would be your luchador.
Johnny Saint. I mean, if you're talking all of luchador, because Skyda was a very specific flavor of uh-huh. lucha. If you're talking all of lucha, I'm sure you would think, God. I mean, maybe not El Santo. El Santo was, like, the biggest, you know, like, mainstream star.
Blue Demon.
Maybe Blue Demon. I mean, obviously,
Mil
Mascaris, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Hey, don't you dare. Don't you dare. You put that away right now, Neil. You let us talk about wrestling on the wrestling show.
That was the Jeopardy music.
I mean, I know. It was. It was out of line. Out of line, Neil Plumley. Brawling. Nice. A brawler, you would have to send Bruiser Brody, I would think.
Hansen.
Oh yeah, Stan Hansen. Tweet us your thoughts, yeah. Guys.
This is
who's going in the Kumite?
Yeah, who's in the new version of the Quest?
Right, exactly.
Which was another version of Bloodsport.
It was, wasn't it?
Basically,
nothing like a good old Kumite.
But they do this awesome back and forth, and then Puma hits the backflip to the superhero pose.
God, so dope every time.
Perfect. Like it's so stupid, crest.
And it gets me every time. So dope.
98% of the time.
doesn't
make sense.
At one point, PJ Black hits an awesome, awesome inverted suplex directly into a dragon sleeper.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful transition.
And before that, Puma's running at him in the corner, and he hooks his legs on his head and tucks under and, like, Ronas him into the turnbuckle,
which is really cool. Absolutely.
I like that a lot.
What else? There was kind of almost like a half hatch suplex where it was like a normal suplex.
When
but
he regalplexed him?
Without the, no, not that.
Oh,
we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But no, PJ Black at one point almost hits a half hatch suplex where he's got his head under his arm, but he doesn't hook the other arm. He just straight up takes him over.
Was that when he made his little like arm motion before he did it?
No, that was when he was going for that kind of flipping cutter. Because I was wondering about that, too.
I was like, what's up with this hand motion he's doing?
But no,
right now?
Yeah, at one point, Prince Puma hits this incredible deadlift regalplex that, like, I'm a sucker for a regalplex 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, any time, but straight, his ass was still on the ground, and he legit deadlift from the mat all the way up, regalplex.
He's a strong boy.
It was crazy.
He drinks his milk.
Now you're out of control.
PJ hit
no
that
milk
on
talk
Puma,
here.
Actually.
What's that?
The Regalplex? I think PJ hit that on Puma.
No. Yeah.
Yeah?
Puma hit that. Yeah. Yeah, he hit that Regalplex. Went for a sunset flip. Huge right hand. Hits the cutter right into a deadlift Regalplex. Just like one after the other. They go into an awesome, awesome strike exchange.
Yeah, that back fist.
That back fist. The spinning back kick from PJ Black. The rewind Rana followed up by, I meant to look this up, that very top rope Rana where both of them are standing on the top rope. Chris Jericho used to do that in ECW when he was the TV champion.
Really?
I believe he called it the Jericho Spike. I could be wrong, but he was the first one I saw do that where both of them were standing on the very top rope and then he hit him with the Rana.
I think Nova was the first, or Chris Hamrick was like the first
man
I ever saw do that.
Nova was the first one to do a lot of stuff, yeah. Probably. Do you remember
Simon Dean?
Do you remember the Sledge-O-Matic? He would lift the guy up in a power bomb and then turn it into an elbow drop on the nuts. Yeah,
on the nuts.
I'm a sucker for a good Gallagher reference.
He
also,
he always had tons of funny names for the Spin Doctor, the Smash Mouth.
Like, what was the Smash Mouth?
It was when he'd pick him up in a powerbomb and he'd throw him out and catch him in a facebuster.
Oh, wow, that's right.
Yeah.
I think Vic Grimes used to do something like that. Anyway.
Vic Grimes.
I digress.
The more you know.
The more you know about
stupid wrestling
Mike,
games.
About Mike Bucci.
Good ol's. He was the first person to do like the Segway and freaking.
Oh, that's right.
He was way ahead of his time with hoverboards.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
About that shit.
And he was teaming up with Maven. Remember Maven?
Wow.
Maven Huffman. Let's just reminisce about the original
Simon
Tough Nut winners.
Imagine him in the temple.
Who's Simon Dean?
Yeah, like he's like amazing. He's going door to door to sell his supplements, and he just knocks on the temple. I still want a prospector. I was really hoping that.
What? Have we talked about
Dude,
that? On
yeah,
the show?
Remember when we found out Kevin Martinson was going to be in the season, but we didn't know who he was.
Oh,
gonna
that's
be?
Right.
And I was like, I really hope he's a prospector that's like digging up, looking for bones, and just like, oh, the temple.
There's gold in that there temple. Oh, boy.
What's under this temple?
Oh, God. We don't want to know.
You never know.
Oh, boy.
It could happen.
That's our, I mean, I guess that's our episode. Well, let's get to the finish of this match. What ended up happening?
Puma hit the 630.
Puma hit the 630 after the Jericho spike. That's what happened. I forgot about that.
And then
we're basically at the end.
There's this video with Dario and PJ.
Oh, of course. Of course. How could I forget?
We finally got a post.
Our favorite, our favorite part of any episode is the segment after the credits, God, or during the credits in this case. Let me ruffle my notes some more.
Unruffle them.
So Dario Cueto's on the phone. PJ Black comes in immediately after his match. Benjamin Cook has been calling Dario 17 times since the match ended.
He's like,
5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that was the greatest.
It turns out, and to kind of harken back to that introductory segment that we saw with Benjamin Cook, it looked like him and PJ Black were not getting along briefly. So in this case, Benjamin Cook has fought for PJ Black to redeem himself after this loss in the Cueto Cup and says that he's going to get a shot against the number one contender, Rey Mysterio, next week.
Which is insane.
Which is crazy. Which is crazy, yeah. And so then after PJ Black leaves, Benjamin Cook keeps calling, then keeps calling Dario's cell phone. I thought that was that was an awesome moment. Dario, his selling of seeing his name on the caller ID and then, like, just throwing his phone in the garbage was...
What is going on?
What's going on? It's awesome.
What if the bull was a phone? Like the
like the bat phone?
Yeah, like the bull on his desk.
No, I get you,
like
for
just,
sure.
Like, picks it up and the horns the, and the tail is the fucking
oh my,
cord.
Oh my God.
They should make those.
They should, I agree. Like those fucking, old football, remember the football phone?
Yeah, or like the lips.
The lips phone.
The lips phone.
I forgot about that. Or remember when, like, I'm just going
to...
Welcome back to Phone Talk. Welcome back to Phone Talk. Ty and James.
No business like snow business.
This is called...
I haven't heard that drop before.
This is Lions Cross with Ty Matthews.
Lions Cross. No, do you remember back in... God, it had to have been the early 90s. I'm pretty sure Clarissa Darling had this phone. It was like a clear phone.
Oh, yeah.
Where you could see all of the inside
stuff. All the
gadgets. Everything clear was cool in the 90s.
Having
you
your
think
own,
you can remember next time.
Having your own fucking phone line, man.
Oh, God.
Ballin'.
That was the dream.
That was the
that
dream.
Was dream.
Yeah. Used to have to stand in the kitchen with a really long cord. Just go around the thing.
Remember the old days of the internet when someone would call and you'd get kicked off?
Oh, man.
So
dial
shitty.
Up?
So shitty. Guys.
Oh, I love it. Five stars.
Let's keep this conversation going on Twitter, on Instagram, everywhere that you can find us. Please tweet us your thoughts, tweet us your predictions about the temple. If you don't know, please no spoilers for people that have seen tapings.
Yeah, so who's what matches do we have
next week? We've got the Mac versus Tejano. We've got
I think if Beautiful Brenda and Famous B try and recruit. The Mac.
Wait, are we getting into predictions?
Yeah.
Let's get into predictions.
I like that way better.
I forgot that was our predictions music.
I like that way better.
Yeah, so we've got Mac versus Tejano.
I think that the Mac loses, but it's because he won't join them. Like, they're like, hey, man, you know, like, you can lay down for us and you lose, but you're one of us. And if Tejano wins, we all win. Mm. But Mac's like,
do you think in a scenario like this, do you think Tejano is still on board with being with them? Or do you think he's still kind of wary of them?
I think he's more on board now than ever because of Brenda.
Because of Brenda?
What happened in the bar.
Because of coitus?
Yeah, because of Brenda and her calling him out, like, you're boring.
She's just straight up called him boring. Savage. Yeah. Savage AF, as the kids say. Yeah, I think
that happens there.
I think he'll still be wary. We've also got Pentagon versus Drago.
That's fucking insane, dude.
Right? So do we think the entire Snake Tribe will be at ringside? Cobra Moon, Vibora, Pindar?
What if that happens and every Pentagon comes out?
Like, oh, God.
Oh, what a callback.
What a dope callback that would be.
It'd be like when all the Super Dragons showed up in PWG.
That's right.
Like everyone in Super Dragon gear.
I love it. I love a good clone.
And they're all just different, like, different shapes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like, remember all the Cenas during that one Mania entrance?
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Just love a good cloning, guys. Oh. Or like when Eminem performed at at the VMAs? All the different Eminems.
The roast of JD.
Stupid.
I'm just trying to picture like Willie Mack and Pentagon gear and like all these other random people in Pentagon gear.
All of a sudden a very Willie Mack shaped Pentagon.
Foo?
Hold up.
He does the W. Oh wait. He just like moves a finger and makes it the 3.
Oh shit. Yeah.
I'll watch Metalocalypse.
He does. He loves him some Metalocalypse is a great show. Hold up. It's a great show. Hold up. I just thought about something. Oh,
y'all remember that show?
I'm getting loopy. That's our y'all remember Alex Mack? Willie loves the 90s TV. I'm sure we've talked about it before.
Secret Files of Shelby Woo.
Oh my God, Shelby Woo from Cocoa Beach, Florida. That's the only time I ever heard of. That's the only time I ever heard of that city.
Who else hails from there? That sounds like someone.
It doesn't sound like a real place, does it?
Yeah.
Neil, what are your thoughts?
All right.
Where's Neil?
He just put it on the wide and
Where's
left.
Neil? Did Neil just bounce?
Yeah, sorry, I was just reading a book.
Son of a bitch.
He's not bullshitting.
What are you reading, Neil?
You probably wouldn't understand.
That's probably fair. That's fair.
What other matches do we have next week? PJ and Ray?
Yes, that's right. We've got PJ versus Ray.
We got Ray J next week.
We got Ray J, Brandy's brother? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Why are we still talking? We've run out of episode to talk about. I know, that's the big mystery of this week. But I'm excited for next week. We'll talk Mac versus Tejano. We'll talk Pentagon versus Drago. We'll talk Ray versus PJ Black. Brandon Stroud from Up Rocks, who is a new LA native. He will be out here. He will be
That's
joining
where I
us.
I know that name from.
Yes. Okay. He writes awesome, awesome stuff on Up Rocks. I name drop him all the time. I'm legitimately a huge fan of his writing, so I'm very, very excited for him to be joining us, not only in the studio, but just in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He moved out here from Austin, I think maybe a month or two ago. A month ago, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Excited to grow this wrestling media community.
Yeah.
Are we sleeping?
Are we?
Who knows?
What are we going to reference next week?
Who knows? What will Rachel understand and what will she not understand?
What crazy stories will she have from Comic-Con?
Oh, boy. Who could even guess? Yeah. But please and thank you. Just all of those manners. Thank you for joining us. If you're on iTunes, remember, comment, subscribe, download, review, rate. 5 stars if you're nasty. If you're on YouTube, leave us a thumbs up, leave us a comment. On all forms of social media. God, I'll get it one week. Join us. Talk to us about Lucha, about your predictions, about who you would send into the Kumite. Find us there. Jimbo, where can they find you?
Find me on
Hit
Twitter.
Us with that sweet, sweet outro music. Neil?
Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Check out Xbox 12360. This week we had on Alex Riley, formerly Alex Riley, currently Kevin Kylie Jr.
Of Glow fame.
So that was an awesome chat with him.
There you go.
And yeah.
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 Neil Plumley, where can they find you?
Dummy.
Neil! Neil, where'd he go? Are you reading that book again?
He's on a Kindle.
I'm trying to give
He's
Neil...
He's reading those stupid nerd
trying
books.
To give Neil a shout-out, and man...
Readings for prisoners, Neil.
Someone else is talking. I can't talk loud.
What? We'll find Neil's social media. Find
Marty
Neil.
The Moth. Tweet me and let me know if you like.
Yes,
my
yes.
Video.
Find that. Find Jimbo's video. You can find me on social media at Ty Matthews PMA. Find me on PlayStation. Let's play some Overwatch once Doomfist comes out. Let's get some matches in there. That's right. There's someone named Doomfist in Overwatch. It's a dope game. Find me on there. Find me on Xbox at Jerick Matthews. You can play Injustice 2 with me. All that good stuff.
Jerick Matthews.
Yes, remember that. Remember that. Catch me on the American Grit After Show. Earlier, a couple hours ago, it's in the past, and then the American Ninja Warrior show with Amy Cassandra on Wednesday. We'll have a special guest. Oh, that was a lot of shills, a lot of plugs, but guys, until next week, viva la lucha.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
I always love Kablam.
That was a hoot!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.